You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I don't have much problem. The only thing I've got is trying to decide whether I want to take my cat in to get that shave job done. He's so damned hairy. You can't walk around the house with seeing little clumps of his hair. And I'm just pretty much sick of that.
Yeah.
But when I shave him, I feel guilty because he looks like a chicken. And I'm not...
Do it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I was kind of hoping there was like a halfway point, maybe not
just
as
shave half of him
shaved, but man,
start
I'll
in the middle
what,
and
man.
Just shave backwards to his tail, and then that's it.
So much cat hair everywhere, and I know how people feel about dog hair around their house. And if you have a dog, you know it jumps up on you. You got dog hair stuck all over you and everything. Ugh. You know they need to. They can do all of this programming. You know, genetically programming animals. They need to genetically program pets that don't shed. And I wonder if biologically, if that would be bad for the animal, like they have to shed for a certain reason. I don't know. Maybe we can figure something out.
I think it's by a hairless cat.
Yeah. Oh, God. Look, I know some people love them, but really? Those are hideous.
They're hideous,
man.
They kind of look like your man parts from certain angles, too.
Oh, God, I just, no, I'll pass Pasadena. Don't want that. So I'll just pony up the $100-something it takes and take Niles the weirdo in. And
that's good.
Get it all done. What's going on in your world?
Great weekend. Lot of friend activities, a lot of family stuff. Emotional weekend. My neighbors threw a giant get together. It was a going away party for my buddy Scotland Rob and his lovely wife. And Friday night, we all hung out to the wee hours of the morning, just kind of reminiscing and wishing him luck and sending him on his way. First time I've had whiskey and a cigar in like 3 years. I haven't had a cigar in forever, and I realized why. I can still taste it.
But you wanted to look cool.
No, it had nothing to do with it. It actually sounded really good. A cigar and whiskey is quite tasty. But yeah, so all the guys stood around out back and did that, and all the ladies, you know, hung out inside. And it was a fun night to kind of send him on his way. I fought back tears a lot of times. Like, I truly, truly connect with this guy. We had done some work together Friday when I got home from work, moving some stuff to a dumpster and stuff like that. And we hung out for about 45 minutes doing that, and we laughed the entire time. And I went home after that, and I told Nicole, I was like, I will truly miss this guy. I will truly miss
him. Your heart is broken.
It is broken.
Your bromance is breaking up.
I tell you what, buddy. And then so we did that Friday night, and then we just had him and his wife over on Saturday night just to our house. And we had a little charcuterie board there and cracked open a bottle of wine.
Did you and he lie down somewhere and cuddle
embraced
for a while?
We were big spoon, little spoon for a little bit.
So now he's off to Nashville, is that right?
Heading out to a little town called Franklin, Tennessee, which is just south of Nashville.
I'm familiar with Franklin.
45 minutes or so. And you know, the good thing about this is now we've got somewhere to go and just kind of hang out when we want to get away and maybe leave the kids here and, you know, go check out Nashville and see them and visit.
Right.
And,
great. Fine.
Yeah.
I've been here 4 years. I keep saying, you got a place to get away and stuff like that. You will never do it. But Scotland Rob moves just like 3 hours from me and you're like, hey, now I've got a place
Nashville.
I can go and get away.
It's Nashville. We can go to the bars and listen to some country music.
Yes. I told you I would take you up to Nashville if you came to my house. No. Fine. All right.
I'm not coming to your house.
Thank God I finally got a place I can go.
Sounds like if I go to your house, I'm going to get cat hair everywhere.
Fine, whatever. Did Scotland Rob do like I didn't want him to do and fill up all the dumpsters in your neighborhood with all of his garbage?
No, you know, he did that thing. It's amazing how this works.
What
he put
thing?
A lot of it on the street with a free sign. Mm. And it truly is amazing how many people just zip by and they're like, I'll take this random elliptical.
What, has my dad come back to life and moved to your neighborhood?
It's insane. If you want to get rid of anything, you can put it on the street with a big old free sign made out of
my
cardboard.
My dad was notorious for coming
There's
home with
a
stuff
lot of people
that
like
was
that
on the side of the road with a free sign, and he was like, I could fix this up. He never fixed up any of that stuff. It all went in the garage on his workbench or something like that. He always had these grand designs. Oh, I'm going to take this little mini fridge, and I'm going to fix it up. I'll get it to start running again.
Nope.
No, you're not. You're not going to do that.
Hey, man. You know, whatever. Look, as long as it's gone from my house.
Golf clubs that somebody just set there with a free sign, and they're like 46-year-old beat up all to hell golf clubs. And yeah. My dad's like, I can go through and fix these up. I'll clean them up. And no.
One man's trash, right?
Oh, it's the truth.
It's such the truth. It's such the truth.
Oh, that's good. Well, so what are you going to do? Are you taking applications now to be your new cuddle bunny? Or
no,
what?
But you know what's funny is we have already Facebook stalked the new people that are moving in. He gave us the name, and we went online and read all their Twitter feed. Let's just say 3 kids under 5.
Yeah.
What?
There's just 3 houses in my little area of where I live. There's 3 of our houses, and the one closest to me, they just sold. And mm-hmm. The people moving in there have, I think, 1 child under 5.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, here's how I looked at it. That's good, because if they had a child moving in who was 16 or 17, mm-hmm. then you got the loud cars on Friday nights and Saturday nights and the music thumping and stuff like that.
Sure do.
I'll take the 5-year-old.
Screaming and crying, huh?
No, I'll take the 5-year-old who will just be, you know, I don't know, playing with unicorns or whatever in the front yard or something.
There's those teenagers making out in the cul-de-sac. Right.
But I went through my brain. I was like, well, if I live here 10 more years, she will have the boyfriend with or girlfriend with a loud car that will pull up with the music thumping such. So, well, I'm sorry your buddy's leaving.
That's all right.
And I'm glad you finally have a place you can go visit.